Good evening, everyone. How are you? Good? All right. It's great to see you. So tonight's class, we're going to start off with something very interesting. When we start to learn Kabbalah, we start to have different goals. And our priorities change. And I know that for myself, what was most exciting about Kabbalah is knowing that if I want to receive the greatest levels of happiness and fulfillment, that I am in complete control. And not only am I in complete control, but Kabbalah gave me a very simple and clear system of how to achieve that happiness, that connection to the light of the Creator. And it all has to do with personal transformation. That's the whole point of life. You come to the world as one person, and to transform, to become a different person, the highest version of yourself. Kabbalah explains clearly what that transformation should look like. We've learned so far that it begins with transforming reactive behavior. We learned that we got to go even deeper to understand why we get reactive, what our personal tikkun, our correction is, to know that our tikkun will dictate what kind of people come into our lives constantly, over and over again. We learn that every time I'm not coming from a giving place, giving consciousness, I'm not with the light. And it's not about fair or not fair. It's about, are you the light or are you not? And that's what plugs us in. So finding out what we need to change is the greatest gift we can be given. If you have a wish list, at the top of your wish list should be what to change. Wouldn't it be exciting if someone would just tell you like a whole email, bullet points of what all the things that annoy them about you? Wouldn't it be amazing just to receive that every day? Every day, just to wake up and get an email and says, here's a list of everything you did yesterday that was selfish, reactive, and annoyed at least 7-8 people. We paid attention and we all made notes and we put it together for your viewing pleasure so that you can learn, transform, and connect with the light and have everything you ever wanted. Who wouldn't want that? Would you rather get an email that just highlights all your amazing qualities so that you never change and you never get more light? Is that better? An email that says, you know, yesterday you were amazing. I mean, just brilliant. Your clothes were beautiful. Your hair was styled perfectly. You were so funny. Everybody was laughing constantly. I wish there were more people like you in the world. Smiley face. Have a great day. You feel so good. And you're like, wow. I feel so good. Do you get more light? No. Do you now know what you need to do to get more light? No. So why is that better? Everyone understands the question? Why don't we embrace and get excited about when people tell us something we need to change? Why do we get defensive? Why do we run away? Why do we hide? Why do we avoid hanging out with people who see through us? Why do we like to hang out with people that maybe just, you know, less pressure, less, they don't really ruffle my feathers? So that leads us to our exercise right now. For the next 10 minutes, we're going to do one of the most powerful exercises we'll ever do in the study of Kabbalah. And that is to ask someone who we feel cares about us, or not, actually. Really doesn't matter. But we're going to call them on the phone. Now. Yeah, now we're going to call them on the phone. And we're going to basically say, listen, I know it sounds weird that I'm calling you, but I'm doing a spiritual exercise. Just kind of go along with me. What do you feel is something I can improve? That's one way you can say it. Maybe you call the type of person that actually loves saying what you need to change. So you can say, what do you think I need to, what is one thing you think I can improve? What do you think I need to change, if that's the way you want to ask it? What bothers you the most about me? What is one thing that bothers you the most about me? However you want to say it. And the goal isn't if they said, oh no, Julie, I love you so much. You're too hard on yourself. You're too hard on yourself. You should see you're good. Well, maybe that's what the answer is. You should see you're good. But the idea is, if they don't say something, it means you didn't really want to know. Because the Creator sends us support when we ask for it, when we truly want it. If you truly want to know what is the hidden reactive behavior, fear, tikkun, that which, if you change it, that which you identified last week that's blocking us, the Satan, the opponent, wants us to hug our negativity and nurture it and pet it all day and take it with us everywhere. We enter our marriages with these pets. We enter our business. We enter everything with our negativity, and the negativity sabotages it. No marriage ended because the people were bad. The people we are, on a soul level, we are the light. We just have layers of this negativity that is not us that we need to remove. So why do relationships end? Why do friendships end? Why do people not understand each other? Why do people get upset? Why are different sides clashing and battling? It's because it's their negativity that's clashing. Everyone sees the other's negativity, which is really a reflection of their own negativity. And nobody wants to change, so we have chaos. It's not about removing people, killing people, eliminating people, because spiritually nothing's changed if that happens. The only way to move forward and to grow is to transform myself. I must want to know. It's part of spiritual maturity to want to know. And in the beginning, you'll be a little defensive. You'll be a little hurt. You might even disagree. That's a sign that it's true. If you're ready to argue with the person or you're hurt, it's a good sign. Wow, that hurt. Do you already feel your stomach turning a little bit? A little turning of the stomach? That's a good sign. That means we're about to connect. So please take out your phones. I'm gonna give you a minute. If you need privacy to go to the corner of the room, you can. Now, what if the person doesn't pick up? What if the person doesn't pick up? I guess you got the lights for free, right? No. If you don't find out what you need to change, you lose the game. Text? No. Okay, if you can get a good answer via text, fine. But it's powerful when you hear their voice. Text them. Can I speak to you on the phone for a moment? All right? So I'll give you 5 minutes. Figure out. If the person doesn't pick up, call somebody else. Go deep. Dig. Dig. All right. So how was that experience for everybody? Anybody have something they would like to share? We got the microphones ready. Anyone want to share their experience? Nobody wants to share their experience? What did you get? And it doesn't have to be like shocking. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Milana. So the first, I called my best friend, which I feel like I kind of took
guy
easy
or girl?
On myself. A girl.
Okay.
And she and I actually ask each other this, the first question often, which is like, what can I improve? I ask her that on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's a mild question.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. And that actually tied back to last week's practice. And the answer was to trust myself, which
that's what she said.
Okay. Was exactly what I wrote last week.
Okay.
And then I asked her, what's one thing that you don't like about me? And I had to really push her on this one because she's my best friend.
And when you asked that, did you feel it was harder to ask this question?
I knew that I was going to have to, like, work for it with her because she's very sweet.
Uh-huh.
And I actually thought it would be something else, like the things that I think I'm flawed with.
Yeah.
But to my surprise, she actually told me something I didn't know.
Which is what?
And she had examples from 15 years ago, which is actually really embarrassing. From, like, literally when we were kids. So she said that in group settings, I always make it awkward for everybody because I don't like the dynamic to basically not be about me, basically. It's kind of
what it has to become about you.
Well, not become about me, but she gave me the example of when we were freshmen in high school because she says that this has been a pattern over time.
She's held on to this for 15 years and you had no clue.
I never knew. And it was with her childhood best friend and then me at the time, her new high school best friend.
Yeah.
And she said that when I met her childhood best friend for the first time, they would, like, laugh about things that happened to them when they were, like, 5. And I would just look at her, like, angry, like, that I didn't know the joke. And I made it super awkward for her. And that ever since, with that dynamic, I continually do that.
Wow.
That I make the dynamic
if
weird.
If it's not about you, you're kind of, like, shutting down. It's like, you're not coming from a giving place. Let's put it that way.
Well, she said, you have a hard time being accepted in a group setting. So I just make it, I don't know if it's so much making it about me, even though that is clearly what I'm doing, but I think it's more like I just feel awkward, like, wait, are they talking to me? Do I get this joke? And then it makes it awkward and it kind of messes up.
Why do you feel awkward?
Why do I feel awkward?
Why can't just to exist and to give, even if it's just through your eyes and through your smile, does everyone understand how there's that part of all of us that our opponent, our Satan, says, hey, take. You got to take right now. And everyone does it in a different way, right? So why not explain?
Well, I definitely, when she was telling me this, I definitely can think of very recent situations where I'm in a group of people and I will literally, the opponent will say, wow, she's not even looking at you. She won't even talk to you. Wow, that's really weird. They're just going back and forth and they won't even acknowledge you. Like, that definitely is a
inner
dialogue.
And what does that make you feel?
Unacknowledged. Like, I don't have a voice. And
so what's so bad about that?
I guess it's not so bad.
But everyone understands, right? Everyone's got that trigger. That lack comes up. It's just pure Kabbalah 1.
Yeah.
And then, so what would the pause look like? So go through a situation of next time that happens, what is the new Milana going to do? Imagine this. You're at a party. Your friend's like, oh, I want you to meet somebody very important. And they do this. They go, You know, have you ever seen the handshake without even looking at you? And they start talking, and you're standing there, and you're awkward. It happens all the time, right? And they're talking, like, important conversation, and you're just like this. Right? Maybe you take out your phone, or I don't know what you do, or then what would be the most what would you need to do at that moment to connect with the light of the Creator? Internally and externally. Think about it right now. We're talking. You're sitting there awkward.
This happens so much to me.
You feel like not important. The person didn't even look at you, so you start judging them that they think they're better than you.
I have all kinds.
You start thinking
of
names.
It,
you think like, oh, you're so bad.
I guess I could say to myself, okay, this is a test for me. Mm-hmm. What a pleasure. Exciting.
A pleasure.
This is great.
And then what? And then it still feels uncomfortable. It's awkward. You're still standing there.
I don't know. I guess in that circumstance, I just have to be quiet and just listen and wait.
It's very hard. By the way, we all would do something reactive. Some people will just walk away. Some people will take out their phone because we have such a hard time feeling lack. It's very hard. The opponent wants instant gratification immediately. And this is a moment of correction. What's going to happen? Well, if she does this perfectly, she will correct her soul, plug into the light, shift to a new destiny where everything is better. So literally, in this case, and everyone's different, it would have to be, you sit there, and you feel the burn, because it's burning. It's actually burning negativity. And you just talk to the Creator. I love this. It's amazing. And actually look at them and give them energy. So I hope they're both going to be very successful. I'm looking at both of you. Hope you have an amazing life, amazing marriage, amazing everything. I'm going to just sit here and burn. And I'm gonna, until there's no more burning, until the burning is gone, then I'm going to move, right? You have to wait till the burning's gone. You have to wait till all the burning. That's how you know the test is over. Once the burning is gone and now it just looks like it's a waste of time to sit here, do whatever you want. But as long as you're bothered, you have to go through it. Remember going through the process? That's a process. It's a great example.
I think something that's really interesting for me about this is when she started telling me, I was like, oh, that's so small. But now that you're saying this, the inner dialogue that I have when this happens to me, and it really does happen a lot, is so heightened. Like, yeah. And it actually is so representative of what I imagine people think about me all the time. And so within that group situation, it's just like a reflection of how I actually am always walking around thinking about myself. So
beautiful, 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 beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Anybody else would like to share? That was a great example. Yes? Please.
Okay, so I got two for the price of one.
Who'd you call?
Because I called a very good friend who I work with for 5 years. We worked together, so she knows me very well. And then she was with another friend.
So they were already there, two friends.
And she picked up the speaker, and I'm like, So the other one just jumped in. But they both agreed on sort of the same thing. They said, I'm afraid of commitment. I run away when I like a guy. Instead of approaching him or flirting, I run the opposite way. And then I'm very hard on myself. So that's true. Like, I would say to the guy that I like, do you want to meet her? She's my friend. I can introduce you to her.
Really?
Always. That's exactly what I do. Always.
Really?
Always.
And why is that?
I don't know.
Why you don't feel you deserve to be with him?
I don't know. I know I don't feel like I deserve.
No, I know you
him,
don't know.
But I don't know why.
I'm actually asking you right now.
Yeah.
Like right now, try to think. Why would you not? What is it?
I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
But no, but you're not okay. You like him, but you just told me you would enjoy having a relationship.
Yeah.
So what's the scary thing? What could go wrong?
That he finds out I'm just a normal person and not someone that he could fall in love with.
Okay. So you believe you're just a normal person?
Yeah, because I am.
What does that mean, a normal? You're not accepting?
She's not that interesting. I thought she was, but then she's not.
And so what if he thinks that? Then what happens?
Yeah, then he's going to leave me and I'm going to be heartbroken.
But either way, he's going to leave you now.
Oh, yeah.
But you're saying you won't get attached. You don't have to get attached to it.
I guess. I don't know. It's sick. I know. Trust me. I know. But I just have that immediate, like when you were telling her, like, you have to feel the pain. And all that.
It's interesting, because every time I say something to you, it's like you're like a Jedi. You're like, no, maybe yes. I don't know. It's like, it's so hard to just let the words go through. You're covering yourself too now. Let the words go through and just to feel it, right? So it's very important that, do you ever have like time alone where you kind of just look in and ask yourself what's going on and what you feel and who you are? You avoid it, right? You avoid it. So the big thing is because you don't feel like you have the light of the Creator to give. Because as long as you have the light, people want the light. Right? Forget about who you are. If you have the light, people want the light. And to develop this consciousness, this knowing that I am connected to the light of the Creator, and that alone is powerful. And by the way, even if they leave you or they hurt you, I don't want to run away from the pain. I want to learn. I want to grow. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So practically, what could be something practical in the coming weeks? The Creator is going to send you a test. What is that test going to look like? Is it going to be a guy? I don't know. What is it going to be?
Just, I guess, mingling in situations where there's guys that I'm attracted to. And just, I don't know, not not say, do you like my friend? And just engage with the guy.
Every single time you introduce someone to your friend,
always.
Your friends must be busy.
They're, listen, I have a record. Huh? There's 5 of my friends who've gotten engaged or married because of me.
Really?
Like, I'm not kidding. I should do that for a living, honestly.
So you have something very positive.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because they told me, with everything else, I'm super committed. All my friends, like, I have friends all over. Like, it's... But when it comes to guys, I go like, no,
yeah,
no,
because,
no,
child. Yeah, because it's a low-risk scenario. High reward, low risk. What's the high reward? Everybody loves me. I got everybody together.
Yeah.
What's the no risk? If it doesn't work out, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Right? Again, another example of don't be afraid to go through the pain. Mm-hmm. If you avoid the pain and the rejection, it will come in a way that is just much harder. There's only one path towards our fulfillment, and that is through our tikkun. Can't avoid the tikkun. Can't avoid it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. So it all comes down to, what's your desire? How much do we really want to know? Because it says, any person who wants to change, the Creator will help you by sending you the right people, the right strength, the right wisdom, the right everything. Someone will come and just help you grow. But we can't be afraid to go through that process. And I think what's powerful about Kabbalah is it can help take the fear away, because the reward is the strongest, most powerful thing in this world, which is the light of the Creator. There's no one that can hurt the light of the Creator. The light of the Creator is more important and more powerful than any person we know in this world. The light of the Creator can take care of anything instantly. And so as long as I'm with the light, I have nothing to be afraid of. It looks like it's scary what I'm about to do, and Satan will come to me and say, uh-oh, you're going to be vulnerable. There's no light. There's no Creator. Even as I say the light of the Creator, sometimes some people are still thinking, nah, maybe there's no light. I'm not sure yet. I'll keep going. Let's see what happens. That's the opponent. What does it cost us to believe in the light of the Creator? What do you have to lose, right? And that strength, when I know that the light of the Creator is with me, will help me take those small steps of facing my tikkun. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the strength. And it's different than the way religion has taught us in the past, which is just believe in God, believe in this, have faith. Because, okay, I can have faith, then what? It's about developing small steps towards a relationship of pause, let go, let the light in, see how it feels, see how it works. Pause, let go. But the only way to know if the Creator is there is to keep going into the challenging areas, step by step, little by little, and letting go each time, trusting each time. Then you'll feel it. You'll feel the light of the Creator. I was speaking to somebody this week, and she said, you know, I really want my husband to study Kabbalah because it's so powerful, this and that. Can you talk to him? Can you? And I said, as long as you do your work, the light will be in the home. He will physically feel, like on his skin, the light of the Creator. Do you feel an energy when you come to a class? Do you feel like something? There is something. It's not just concepts. There is something powerful. You can't explain it. It's there. It's the wind behind your back, and it takes you. Be the light. He will feel it. Don't worry. So now that leads us into our next lesson. I got a phone call this morning from a student. He said, I'm here with a friend, and my friend's going through a hard time. I said, what's the issue? He said, his friend doesn't study Kabbalah. He said, I've been trying to have a child for a while with his wife. Finally, she got pregnant. Halfway through, in the 5th month, there's complications. And he's freaking out. Can he speak to you on the phone? So, okay, put him on the phone. And he said, this is what's happening. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm talking to you. I don't even know who you are. That's what he said. But so-and-so said, we need to talk. So I said, okay, will you try 3 things? He said, yeah. I said, number 1, give me the name of your wife. We're going to send energy and just send positive energy. Because we're all connected in the spiritual ecosystem. So every time we think about someone, we establish a connection and energy flows. However, it won't be enough. If everyone just sends energy and that person's blocked spiritually, they can't let the light in. I said number two. Can you think of one thing right now that you know you're doing that you shouldn't be doing? And you got to change it right away. It was like totally like caught off guard. Something in your life you're doing that you know is selfish, reactive, maybe nobody even knows about it, maybe you're ashamed of it. You don't even have to tell anybody that you do this. You don't even have to tell me. But today, you have to commit to transform it. You thought for a moment, said, okay. Number three, you must replace all of your doubts and your fears and your anxiety with certainty. Certainty in what? Not certainty that your wife will be okay, because that's not allowed Kabbalistically. Certainty that everything comes from the Creator. This is not happening to you. It's not unfair. It's not someone's hurting you. Everything comes from the Creator. Everything comes from the Creator and is good and will take you to the highest level of good even though you don't see it. And the third certainty is that everything is coming from the Creator. It's good and it's there to help you change, transform, and shift your consciousness, which leads back to the second thing I had told them. Do me a favor. Every time you have a doubt or fear or you're worried, go back to this list and read each one. Now, this guy has no Kabbalah background, but that's okay. Just start with something. Why? Because we've learned all the different ways of being like the Creator. Transforming, reactive to? Proactive. Boom, connecting with the light. That's one strand of connection. Go through the process. Go through the pain. Boom, another connection. Stronger connection. Coming from a giving place. When I'm sitting and I'm uncomfortable and I just want to think about myself. No. Pause. What a pleasure. Come from a giving place. What would the giver do? I'm hurt right now. There's someone, my best friend said hurtful things about me. She doesn't know that I know. And now I'm at her birthday party and I'm upset and I want to create a problem. I want to confront. I want to, No, pause. What a pleasure. It's good. I don't understand it yet. For now, come from a giving place. It's her birthday. Come from a giving place. And even if it's not her birthday, come from a giving place. You need to confront someone. They did something wrong. Is it just about venting? Ah, get it off my chest. This is what you did. You're so hurtful. Is that coming from a giving place? No. We're not allowed to dump our problems onto people. Communication is good, but come from a place that you've already processed it. You've already taken responsibility for why it happened to you, because everything happens for a reason. Stop being upset. And when you're not upset, talk to the person. Open it all up, but come from a giving place. Don't come from a selfish, I need to get it off my chest place. And that's another way of connecting with the light. So what is the final way that we're going to be learning in Kabbalah 1? Certainty is the thing that makes it bulletproof. When you have certainty, Satan is eliminated. He cannot touch you. What is Satan's main job? Doubts, fears, worry about the past, what I did, shame and guilt. That's uncertainty. Oh my God, did I say the wrong thing? Could I have done the interview better? What did I do? Uncertainty. The opponent. Worrying about the future. What's going to happen? How am I going to? What's it? Uncertainty. We are not allowed to have uncertainty if we want to be with the light of the Creator. Now, what is certainty? Certainty begins when knowledge and understanding end. What does that mean? I gotta pay a big bill this month. I got $20,000 in bills. I got $2,000 in bills, whatever it is. But you got $50,000 in the bank. So you might say, I have certainty. It's all going to work out. Yeah, of course you have certainty. You have $50,000 and you have a $20,000 bill. That's not certainty. That's knowledge. What is certainty? I have a bill and I don't have any money. So what's going to happen? Where is it going to come from? It's beyond my logic. I don't know what's going to happen. Now, is certainty I'm going to pay the bill? No. Because what if the Creator wants you to not have the money, go through a process that's very humiliating and whatever, and is going to teach you something? The certainty is, I know it's from the Creator, I know it's good, and I know it's here to help me change. Let me look inside. Let me see what I can remove about my negativity, what I'm doing that's insensitive, my tikkun or whatever. And as long as I do those three things, I know the end will be good. And not only will the end be good, by the way, it will be the fastest good possible. When we have doubts, what do we do to every process? What do you think we do to a process when we have doubts and worry about it? What happens to the fulfillment? Does it come faster or do we delay it? We delay the process. We delay. We need to know the Creator has already created every fulfillment for us. There will never be a problem that there isn't already a fulfillment to it or a solution to it. We must have certainty that since the time of creation, everything's already been given. So why can't I see it, feel it, understand it? That's the test. So that I can be a co-creator, step into the process and say, I have certainty. As opposed to being the effect and saying, oh, I have doubts. When I have doubts, I'm the effect. When I have certainty, I'm choosing with my free will to say, I'm having certainty. Then Satan says, no, you don't. This is horrible. You and your stupid certainty. No, I have certainty. Even if you don't mean it and you're faking it, say it again and again. Because eventually the effort draws the light and you shift into certainty mode and all the problems go away. Can all the problems go away? Yes, I've seen it. I've seen it many times. A person who has certainty, darkness cannot coexist with them. Trust and certainty formula. Let's write this down. I want everybody to write this down. Three levels. The highest level is I have trust and certainty. Everything is from the Creator, is good, and is there to show me what to change. We must look at this every day. I have this on my phone as a reminder, on my calendar, every day at 9 a.m. An alarm goes off. I go, oh, what's that alarm? This pops up on my phone. Certainty. It's amazing. Our default is doubts, by the way. By default, we always wake up with doubts, fears, and worry. That's the default program that we were all given. Part of removing bread of shame and earning the light in this world spiritually is every time I have doubts to replace it with certainty. This is the concept we're going to be focusing heavily on in the coming weeks. Life is a journey of building certainty every day. It's the most powerful weapon you have. There's nothing more powerful than this. If you want to be a healer, you need certainty. Because if you don't have certainty, the opponent will come in and he'll drain your energy. You won't heal anybody. You want to be an effective communicator. You want to be a great mother. You want to be a father. You want to be a businessman. Yes, there's lower level certainty of, yeah, I know I can be successful. I have certainty of being successful. And that works. But the highest is the certainty that we describe here. It's from the Creator. I'm on my phone. I'm on my phone. Can I borrow someone's phone? I'm on my phone. It's great. Something happens. Oh! And you know that fall where you're like, you know now something cracked? Before you even look at it. See, right now it's face down. You don't know if it cracked. What if I told you this? What if I told you, if you said, bah, what pleasure. Now you know what a pleasure is. What a pleasure is really certainty. Certainty. Now, am I saying I have certainty that my phone isn't cracked? Is that what I'm saying? Maybe my phone is shattered and it doesn't even work anymore. I have certainty that that came from the Creator and is somehow good. I don't see it, because if I saw it, that's knowledge. That's not certainty. I have no idea how it's good. And I know that it's there to also teach me something I need to change. Maybe my head's in the wrong space here lately. Maybe I've been in a bad mood for the last 2 hours. Maybe I've been complaining for the last 2 hours. So I disconnected myself from the light. And this is just one little wake-up call. Hey, wake up. Stop being selfish. Yes, I love it. The certainty formula. Now, this could happen. If you do this properly, and you pick up that phone, it could be clean. There's no need now to go back to the Apple store and get a new case. But what if I told you, if you get upset and you pick up the phone, there'll be a crack? What if the reality of whether there's a crack or it's clean depends on how you react? Have you ever spilled something on your shirt? A little ketchup? Once I was driving, I was drinking some colored beverage. I think I hit a bump. My eyes were on the road. I just saw the liquid go up and land here. Now, I didn't look down. I just said, amazing. I love the Creator. The Creator's only good. The Creator only wants good for me. This is good. It's perfect. Amazing. I kid you not. I looked at the shirt. The drops were looking at me like this. The drops are like, I'm about to go into the shirt. How are you going to react? If you accept this with certainty, we'll stay right here so you can dab us out. But if you get upset, I'm diving right into the fabric right now. I'm diving like this, right in. And then you're going to have to go to the dry cleaner. You have to go back home and change your shirt. It's going to be a painful process, because that pain is to cleanse the fact that you were just reactive. So what you're going to do? All the drops were looking at me. I was like having a conversation with them. I said, I love it. You want to go in the fabric? Go in the fabric. I don't care. It's all from the Creator. I love all of it. Go in the fabric. Don't go in the fabric. I'm with the light. I don't need you to go or not go in the fabric. The drops said, okay, you passed the test. Take a napkin. Took a napkin. Dab, dab. They just absorbed into the napkin. Absorbed into the napkin. Absorb, absorb, absorb. I'm not joking. So many examples. I told you that I think I did give the basketball example. Once I was playing basketball, came down, boom. You could even hear it. My teacher, who was playing with me at the time, ran over to me. Certainty! It's the first thing he said to me, expecting some kind of comfort, hold me, something, tell me it's going to be. Have certainty, don't even have doubt for a moment. I said, yes, I love it. You could feel it starts to heal. But if you start panicking and worrying and thinking about what's going to happen to your life and the schedule and so it breaks. Everything that happens actually hasn't happened fully until you react to it. You have a window. What's your window going to be? That's how powerful we are. We are so powerful, we have no idea. It's all for us. It's all a game for us. It's the Truman Show. It's the game with Michael Douglas. It's all a game for us. We think it's happening. It is happening. But it's still waiting to see how you react. Shift which destiny you're going to choose. This way or this way. And by the way, eventually we all get to the same place. Eventually, I'm going to have a clean shirt today. The question is, Am I going to have to go through the torture of going home and changing? Or dab, 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 dab. What do you want? Do you want your pain to be sit there and let the ego cleanse for 20 seconds? Or do you want your pain to be 3 months of an unnecessary relationship that also reduces your ego by not being there for you, making you feel like garbage? It's our choice in life. Certainty. It's not easy. It takes time to develop it. And one of the ways the Kabbalists say to develop certainty, what do you think it is? It's a very powerful tool, the Kabbalists outline of how to develop certainty. What do you think? How do I get certainty? Okay, sounds nice. It's a cool concept. How do I get it? And I learned this. My teacher quoted the books for me and showed me. And I tried to use this all the time. And I saw gradually certainty just get a little better, stronger. You all of a sudden don't react to stuff. You just have certainty. You can't even explain it. You hear the worst news and you're like, all right. But I just already know it's going to be good. I have peace of mind. I'm going to go to bed now. And because of that, it actually, it's just gone. What's the tool? What's the tool of certainty? How do I get certainty? Accepting and believing. Well, we said that, right? We said start with knowing how to make the connection. Instead of believing that people are the ones that are going to save you, we're addicted to people. We're addicted to people's energy. We think if somebody doesn't like us, then maybe they're not going to hire us. They're not going to date us. They're not going to give us what we want. So we get afraid. We think people determine our lives, by the way. Nobody determines your life. Nobody. What determines whether I connect or I don't connect? If I'm connected to the Creator then tells all the human beings in the world what to do. No one can screw with our life. No one can mess with us. So what's the tool? How do I get, how many people here would like to have more of this type of certainty in their life? Right? To be bulletproof. The way to have more and more certainty, it's a gradual process. It's every day building the certainty. Is to ask for certainty in the Creator as many times as you can throughout the day. Every time you have a test and you pause, ask for certainty. Creator, give me more certainty. And you're in the shower, shampooing your hair. Give me more certainty. You're waiting in the doctor's office. We have nothing to do. Instead of playing a game on the app, play your game. But say, before I play this game, I want more certainty. If you constantly ask for more certainty, you build the vessel to receive the light of certainty. You have to ask for it all the time. Satan will try to distract you and make you be busy with nonsense. In your free time, ask for certainty. Give me certainty about my marriage. It's a difficult marriage right now. I don't really know what's happening. I don't understand. We're going through a tough patch. Therapy hasn't worked. But I have certainty. It's from the Creator. I know it's good. And I know it's there to help me change. Do I know what's going to happen? No. May he get divorced? Maybe. May the baby, what's going to happen with the baby? We don't know what's going to happen with the baby. We don't know why that soul came and why that soul needs to leave. And we don't know anything. What we know is if he has certainty, it's going to be good in the end. What does good mean? We don't know. Don't go there. You will be happy. You will have peace of mind in the end. You will be happy with the outcome. You will see how it was all worth it. But if you don't have certainty, you may never see. You may only have a prolonged, painful period. Questions? No questions? Either you're utterly confused or you totally got it. Yes, Gilda.
So on Saturday, I had a date, And he was told me at 6:30 he was going to pick me up at 8. I knew he was going to pick me up at 8. And at 6:30, he told me it was going to be 9 or 10. And I said, 10's too late. I can do 9 at the latest. And then he had to go to, like, a work party. And he didn't leave that party until 9. So he wasn't going to get to me until 9:45. So I was, like, losing it because I got my hair done, my nails done. I'm ready. I'm, like, ready to go. And this guy, and I want to cancel. And so on one hand, I'm like, if I need to set boundaries so that I can establish someone respecting me and they need to respect me. And on the other hand, like, you know, pause word of pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, right? So the pause word of pleasure was like, okay, no expectations. I can't be attached. I went and got my hair and nails done thinking everything's going to go this certain way. I had this picture in my mind of how this night was going to go. It was our first date and all this stuff in my head. So that doesn't happen. So I'm trying to deal with that. So I sort of calm down, but then I decide, okay, I'm not going to go. And I'll just tell him I won't go. But then when he calls me, I lose it and I unleash everything. I think you didn't want to go. I forced you into this date. Da da da.
You said that to him.
Everything. Like,
you said that to him.
Everything I had been thinking.
You said that to him.
Yes.
And I'm sure he felt the light of the Creator from you at that moment.
It was like,
so wow, this is so inspiring to me. Now I'm going to rush to meet you, to pick you up, and spend as much time with you as possible.
And I was just like, yeah, forget it. You know, everything. Just everything that was going through my mind, all that stuff. And Aaron's always like, restriction. And I was like, everything. And then I felt awful after, right? Because now I know I didn't restrict. And then he showed up at my house and was kind of like, his eyes were bloodshot. He was like scared of me. Like seen it. He had seen like the devil, you know, and the other. So literally Satan, he had seen it, Satan. And I was just like,
the whole night?
I don't want to be that person. No. So then I was just like, okay, let's get over it. And then we went and we had fun. But it was like all this tension was between us.
Because
I had unleashed.
Yeah.
And then,
so instead of giving him the light, gave him the darkness. You had to pay for it a little bit, right? But imagine how powerful the light would have been.
But all my questions, because I was alone and I couldn't reach anyone and I didn't know how to work through it on my own. It was like, well, I want to establish the boundary because I don't want to be picked up 2 hours late on a Saturday night. I want to be respected, right?
Okay, but my question is this. No matter what, you're going to be picked up 2 hours late, right? That's already happening. Nothing you say or shout to him about is going to change that, right?
Right.
Okay. So this is an example of something that's already happened. How do you deal with it? It's already happened. When something's already happened, you have to go through the acceptance process. Pause, what a pleasure, and then certainty. You know, Creator, the Creator wanted this date. The Creator, here's the thing. Do you want to know why this happened? Whenever there's a, you're already cringing. Whenever something, there's something in our lives that we make our God, the Creator has to come in and then pull it away from you. So that's why we always have to be careful. That night, were you really excited about going out on a date with the Creator? No, you think about going on a date with the guy. Does that make sense? So the Creator said, wait a minute, you're doing all this spiritual work to connect with me. I'm getting kind of jealous here, right? I mean, just obviously giving animation to the Creator. The Creator said, and I know that if you just make him your God, you're going to have the worst relationship. He's not going to like you. He's not going to feel your light. The Creator said, listen, connect with me, then he's going to love you. He's going to feel your energy, your light, your shining. He's going to see beauty because beauty is the Creator. Beauty is not physical because we've seen physically beautiful people, they become ugly if they're not spiritual. So beauty is the light of the Creator. Just say, I'm going to be with the light. And then, is he taking advantage of you? Is he not? Who cares? You're with the Creator. You were proactive. You can always tell them, listen, you were late. I don't think we should do it tonight. You can always say that. You don't now need to go teach him a lesson. The reason why you wanted to teach him a lesson is because you were afraid you wouldn't get energy from him in the future. So I got to teach him a lesson because I need him to change so he can provide more energy for me and be my God in the future. You understand? We're not really caring about people when we're asking them to change. We're just afraid that they're not going to give us the quality of energy we're looking for. So we want to change them so that they're always a great source of energy for us. But that's not spiritual. You got to sit there with your makeup and talk to God and say, I can't wait to go out with you tonight. Either way, tell God. Either way, it's just me and you tonight watching Netflix. Really. It's me and the Creator. Feel good.
Should I have canceled the date?
No. I don't know. If I was in your situation, I would just talk to the Creator and say, look, if you want me to cancel it, make it utterly clear. Otherwise, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to let it play out. When you're not clear about what to do, you got to let things play out. That's the rule. You weren't clear about what to do, right? So you had to play it out. And that's how the Creator wanted you. He wanted you to just go through the pain, play it out. And you know what he would have said? And I don't want you to feel bad, because he still will think this way, because if you change it in your mind, what a cool girl. I don't know. He won't think you're needy and insecure that you just waited for him. He would if you actually were needy and insecure. He'll think, what is he going to feel? He's going to feel the truth. He's going to feel restriction. He's going to feel spirituality. People feel the truth. We don't have to like make it look another way. If you know you're not insecure and needy, then don't worry. He won't see it. He won't feel that way. We have to really believe in that. Now, if you feel you are needy and insecure, then you better tell him, I'm happy you're coming at 10, because that's going to give me a good 2 hours to do some spiritual work to remove my neediness. That's all the Creator was saying. Creator's like, listen, because I'm going to give you a couple more hours to stop worshiping this guy, because he's not God, I am. And that's why there's delay in things that we are excited about. Most powerful thing, Rav Berg, my teacher, who passed away several years ago, first lesson he ever taught me, I was 15 years old, 15, in that other room, before I left, I was walking out of the room, Rav Berg asked me to come over, and he said, I just want to give you one lesson for your future. And he didn't know I was going to do this or anything. I was just a kid in the center. He said, never get too excited about anything. Never get too excited. I'm like, what does that mean? And over the years, I learned what that means. It means don't make anything your God. Have a relationship. Enjoy. Have fun. Have circuitry. Have energy. But the minute you become dependent on that thing to make you happy, you've already lost it. So this week, for those of you who can be proactive, put it as a reminder in your phone, a repeating meeting. Every day, certainty. Those three things, put it at your 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 12, whatever you want. Put it in your calendar. Every day, read that. It's going to help instill it in you, and throughout every challenge, pause, what a pleasure, give me certainty. Give me certainty. Give me more certainty. I need more certainty. All right, everyone. Oh, and I had mentioned to you about Kabbalah 2. This is the 9th class. Next week will be our last class. From then, we go straight into Kabbalah 2. These are the concepts. Some people were asking what we're going to learn in Kabbalah 2. These are just some of the concepts. Kabbalah 1 was about kind of like what the system looks like. Kabbalah 2, we go deeper into the details and making it personal, that each person can figure out how their personal transformation should happen. So we focus a lot on relationships, what relationships should look like between a man and a woman, between two men, between two women. Romantic, friendship, it's a mind-blowing class because we learn what a real spiritual relationship looks like that's fulfilling. So we're going to learn the rules of a fulfilling relationship. Purpose of pain and how to transform it. There are 4 levels to pain. How many levels are there to pain? 4. 4 levels to pain. And 4 stages that the Creator gives us messages to change things. We're going to learn that. And we're going to learn how to handle and transform pain. We're going to learn about the big picture. What is happening in the world today? It's a question everybody's asking. And it's actually a very spiritual, beautiful thing that's happening. Even though there's a lot of pain and chaos and confusion, after this class, everything will start to make more sense. Discovering your personal tikkun. We focus the most on this. We go through every type of tikkun possible, and we workshop it to find if it's inside of us and how we can transform it. Jealousy, anger, pride, control, anything you think you have or you don't even know about yet, we're going to go over it. Include some meditation, learn how to really just focus and connect our consciousness to the light of the Creator. Astrology, people like it. People want to know about it. We'll learn how your tikkun fits in with astrology. And reincarnation is a big topic. We're going to touch upon it in Kabbalah 2. It's mostly a Kabbalah 3 topic. But we're going to learn about the soul, where it came from, where it's going, the unseen world, a lot of mystical stuff. So if you know that you would like to continue, please let us know. All right, guys. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.